Exclusive: Republican Representative Gooden asks Kristi Noem for massive audit of border NGOs to cut waste, fraud, abuse. By Wendell Hasebo on February 12, 2025. Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, asked the Trump administration to conduct a widespread audit of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, operating on the southern border to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse, according to a Wednesday letter obtained exclusively by Breitbart News. Gooden believes many NGOs have a conflict of interest by holding agreements with FEMA to facilitate the migration of illegal aliens, affording the NGOs to rake in billions of dollars, all the while lobbying the federal government to maintain open border policies. The request comes as President Donald Trump tasked the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to axe the federal government's waste, fraud, and abuse, angering many Democrats and causing them to defend the wrongdoing. Not only are NGOs knowingly assisting criminal aliens violating our immigration laws, but they are operating a human smuggling campaign on the backs of U.S. taxpayers, Gooden wrote in a letter to Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem. This unchecked collusion between federal agencies and NGOs was allowed to thrive under President Biden and is one of the most egregious examples of the previous administration's destructive border policies and mishandling of taxpayer dollars. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and the State Department fund NGOs through federal grants and contracts, which in turn provide gift cards, plane and bus tickets, hotel rooms, and other services to illegal aliens turned over by CBP. This has amounted to billions of taxpayer dollars wasted in the last 4 years. For example, FEMA alone awarded at least $2.4 billion to illegal migrants through shelter and services programs from 2021 to 2024. These NGOs, often charitable or religious organizations, then lobby the administration and Congress to keep the border open, representing an alarming conflict of interest. Despite 4 years of congressional inquiries made to DHS regarding the role of NGOs in the resettlement of illegal aliens, Secretary Mayorkas failed to provide us with an adequate response or appropriate materials. Under this Republican majority, we are committed to further investigating the role NGOs have played in exacerbating the border crisis and reversing the destructive policies of the Biden administration. Lance also congratulated Noem on her confirmation as President Donald Trump's DHS secretary. "We would like to congratulate you on your recent appointment as the Secretary for Homeland Security under the new Trump administration," he wrote. "We also commend you for the immediate action taken to overhaul past reckless Department of Homeland Security, DHS, policies by freezing funds that allowed NGOs freedom to incentivize and facilitate the border crisis, especially through FEMA. We look forward to working with your agency to understand the full scope of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, operations and work toward a permanent solution to end this collusion," he added. Letter to DHS on NGO Collusion and Investigation, February 6, 2025, by Breitbart News unscribed. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.